This graphic audio title features both parts of Chaos Queen 5, Dawnrise, by Christopher Husberg, in our dramatized adaptation audiobook format. We hope you enjoy listening to this complete title featuring our radically different audiobooks. Check out the other action-packed series available in our graphic audio, A Movie in Your Mind, audiobook format.
Graphic audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic audio presents The Chaos Queen Quintet, Book 5, Dawnrise, Part 1, by Christopher Husberg. Narrated by Nanette Savard and performed by a full cast.
...173rd year of the People's Age, beneath the Citadel of Tria. The man tied to the wooden table squirmed and wiggled against the rope.
Who are you? Why are you doing this? Please answer!
Discomfort had long been a stranger to Kosaran Lothgard, and these pitiful questions were not about to reacquaint him with the feeling.
Not that his questions aren't justified.
If Kosaran had spent a year in isolated imprisonment only to be knocked unconscious and then suddenly and unceremoniously tied to a table by a mysterious man deep underground, he might have had a few panicked questions as well. In any case, the man's grasping desperation would not last much longer. His life was an unprotected candle. Kosaran was a hurricane. Kosaran cracked his neck from side to side.
No! No!
The Psymancer Wile stood across the table, face pale, eyes wide, as he stared at the man screaming between them. Kosaran extended a single tendron outward and into the Elysian's mind. As he made contact, his vision erupted in a burst of light. He could still see the Sphera, but everything dimmed just slightly as the remnants of the light explosion settled all around him. He was in his body, here in the Sphera, but somehow he also saw the void. It was a strange phenomenon, which had only begun occurring in the past 18 months. He could also access two more tendra than he could 18 months ago. He liked to think it was due to his own increasing power, but the realist in him assumed it had something to do with Winter, the Nine Demons, and the other extraordinary events happening on the Sphera. In the void, his single tendron wrapped around the Elysian's mind. His tendron took the form of a delicate, hazy tendril of violet smoke, extending from Kosaran to envelop the pinpoint of light, a strong yellow color, that represented the man's sift.
You've located code?
We have, Triad.
Good. Get the team into position. I want Code alive, and his friends from Maven Call as well, if possible.
The team is already prepared and awaits your orders, Triad.
Kosaran's Tendra paused as he looked up at Wile, allowing a brief smile to cross his face.
Thank you. You have proved a valuable instrument. I could not have done this without you.
I live to serve you, Triad.
Kosaran, as the Venerato of the Citadel and the Triadin of the Nazanin, making him one of the most powerful people on the Sphera, always had more business that needed attending, and Code was the latest hiccup in his plans. Kosaran had known Code would attempt to take the Sunstone. Rune had told him as much, as had his own insights into Code's sift. That was why he'd sent Anthris, Tarbin, and Methastica, one of his most trusted courtiers, to deal with his wayward agent. But then Anthris, Tarbin, and Methastica had all been found dead. Kosaran would have suspected Code, but the three had clearly been killed by an Acumen, not a Telenic. Either Code had help from some unknown Psymancer, or there was another party at play. Kosaran sincerely doubted he'd befriended the Chaos Queen, but who bloody knew at this point? Rune, strangely, seemed unsure in the matter. Either way, finding Code was key to finding the Sunstone. Either he had it, or he would have some clue as to who did, and Kosaran needed that particular renemen for his plans to continue forward. Wiles stood still.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?